Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game in the Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. We're live out here at Pete and Terry's Tavern ahead of the Predators matchup with the Carolina Hurricanes. And joining us now is Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet and the 32 Thoughts podcast. Elliot, always appreciate our visits with you every week. And I think you know what question is coming, but maybe with a little different twist this time. This is something that we've been discussing all week long. Has John Hines done enough since the trade deadline of keeping this team in the playoff conversation? Has John Hines done enough to continue coaching this team into next season, even through the general manager shift?
Well, put it this way. I think there's a couple of things here. Number one, it's always tough when a new GM comes in because you're not really sure how a new GM feels. And I understand that Barry Trotz has not tipped his hand on this one way or the other. Just from watching what's happened, I would say at the deadline, I was thinking, and then when the news came that David Poile was basically retiring from the GM job, I thought there was a chance that Hines was in trouble. But now I'm not as convinced. I think that what's happened since then, and I have to say, Carolyn, sometimes I'm very wary about teams who do well after the season is kind of over. But Predators season isn't over. Like, they're still in the race. And incredibly, they still have an opportunity. Especially the fact that he has another year remaining on his contract. I actually personally feel it's more likely now that he stays on than I did at the deadline.
Now, Elliot, looking at their season, regardless of how it goes, because we know where it was trending before March 4th, and then after March 4th, these young guys came in, and they just started to play lights out, and UC always plays lights out, so that's no different. But do you think no matter how the season ends, that it's a win for the Nashville Predators?
I don't know that I would say that, Derek. I think that anytime you make the playoffs and then you don't make the playoffs, I think it's very hard to sell it as a win. I think that one of the things you're going to look at, and I think overall, it kind of goes back to my last answer. Even though overall, I think people are going to be disappointed, the fact that Tommy Novak now looks like a player, that's a win for you guys. And I think that some of the players who got put into the lineup, like Novak, and the way they played, like Evangelista, he was supposed to, from what I understand, play one game, and he's still there. Like, I think the win for the Predators this year is that a year ago, I don't think you guys knew if any of these young guys, like how effective they were going to be or how much of a role they were going to have. Now I think you do, and I think that's your win. But overall, I generally do think it's harder to paint a season. Like, after the season you had last year, it's tough to say this year's a win. But I think individually, you've got some wins.
Now, headed into the offseason, I do hope the Nashville Predators do find a way to squeak themselves into the playoffs, and it gives those younger guys even more opportunity to gain some experience in the playoffs. Do you expect, if the season ends, you know, during the regular season, or if they find themselves in the playoffs, after it's all said and done, do you think heading into the next season that the expectations would be a little bit higher than maybe it should be because of what they've been able to do during, you know, since March 4th?
Well, I think this. I think that making the playoffs in this league is hard.
Uh-huh.
You know, only half the teams in the league make it. I'm actually a big believer that they should expand the playoffs. I would love to see an NBA-style play-in brought into the NHL. Now, the biggest problem is the commissioner hates the idea, and he's kind of got a lot of votes. So it's tough to argue with him on that one. I just know that it's very hard to come out in a lot of these markets and say, we don't think we're going to make the playoffs this year. A bunch of teams did it this year. There's a bunch of teams that are openly tanking. And I understand why they're doing it, because of the player that's available at the top of the draft. But I don't think that's a great long-term strategy. I think if you're going to do it, I just don't think your team is bad enough to do that. I think some of these other teams are bad enough to do that. I don't think you guys are. And I just think the other thing, too, is looking at some of the guys on your roster, like, you think Roman Josi is going to want to hear that we're tanking for a few years, or UC Saros is going to want to hear we're tanking for a few years? I just don't think that's reasonable to expect for some of the players on your roster. So I think you're going to be going for it as much as you can.
Elliot, a lot of us here were watching closely Winnipeg against Calgary last night, because Nashville, they've got Carolina tonight, and then they hop a plane tomorrow. They've got Winnipeg and Calgary head up. And if you're looking for the miracle, right, there's still a pathway there, and it was helped by Calgary winning last night. So give us the dynamic. I mean, you're right watching that game. Two Canadian markets, only room for one of them. There's a lot of drama in that one.
Yes, there absolutely was a lot of drama, and it was very disappointing for the Winnipeg Jets, because I think in a lot of ways they had the opportunity to end the playoff race last night. And I think that's what good teams do. When they have the opportunity to end a race, they go and they end the race. And these guys didn't do that. They let Cal, like, if they, even if they go to overtime, it's really good for Winnipeg. Now, here's the thing. Here's the Jets' advantage. They have played one fewer game than Calgary, one more game than you. But the other thing the Jets have is the number one tiebreaker is regulation wins. And that's where you guys are really in trouble. You guys have to beat out both Calgary and the Jets, because you have 28, the Flames have 30, and the Jets have 33. Like, you could catch the Flames in that total and pass them, but you're not catching the Jets in that total and passing them. So the big dynamic is you guys have to beat the Jets outright. You have no margin for error. You've got to take care of business tonight, and then you've got to take care of business on Saturday and Monday, and then we'll see where we are. If you guys do that, it's going to be an insane ending to the season. I kind of want to see it. Like, I want to see excitement.
I think we all do.
I like excitement. I want the end of the season to be exciting. I want to see you guys make it interesting.
Well, and even the thing is, even if they lose tonight, there's still at least something on the line when they get on the plane to go on that last road trip. And, Elliot, I think you could have thrown that to me on March the 3rd or whatever the day of the trade deadline, I would have said, you're insane. There's no way that they're mathematically going to be alive when they go on that last road trip. So that alone, especially if you told me on March 3rd, Roman Josi's going to get hurt. He's going on now 2.5 weeks out of there. Forsberg hasn't come back. He was already out. They're going to lose Alex Carrier. They're going to lose. I mean, they're still missing 8 regular players. That otherwise would be in there, not even counting the ones that they traded. So I do think holding it together and being competitive has been really exciting to watch.
Well, I think it has been, and I think that's credit to the players. But like I said, I think the big victory is for your organization, if you don't make the playoffs, is now you know that Tommy Novak has a spot next year on your team. And at the beginning of the year, you didn't know that. Now you know that Cody Glass is an NHL player. At the beginning of the year, you didn't know that. I think you know that some of the guys you were hoping, like Evangelista, you were hopeful he was going to be a big part of this team, but you didn't know that, and now you know that. I think that's the victories. I mean, the other thing about next week, guys, is your schedule allows you to play Saros every game if you want to. Like, you've got Carolina tonight, day off. Winnipeg Saturday, day off. Calgary Monday, 2 days off. And then that Minnesota-Colorado back-to-back. And I think that's the big one for me is, if you want to, I think the schedule allows you to play. Now, obviously, you might have to give up. If you're giving up one, you're giving up one of the back-to-backs. But because those games have 2 days off before it, you can play Saros every night the rest of the year if you wanted to. If you wanted to. And that gives you your best chance.
Yep. And hats off to Kevin Lankinen for giving mm-hmm. them the big victory against Vegas the other night in the back,
yes.
the back-to-back. That was huge. No question about it. Elliot, before we let you go, just looking at Carolina's situation tonight, they've got a three-point edge. So just looking at what they have to play for, they have the inside track to get the one seed. But, man, if you're them, you want to make sure you stay out of that two out of three death match, right?
Yeah, absolutely you do. Like New Jersey's playing Columbus tonight. Like, the thing about Carolina is they got a three-point lead on the Devils and they got a game in hand. So they're in the driver's seat, right? Like, it's their division to lose, and even because they're both tied in regulation wins. So it's all on Carolina. It's their driver's seat, and New Jersey is playing Columbus tonight, and the Blue Jackets are trying to, you know, win the lottery. So you got to pencil that in as a W for the Devils. The good thing that could help you tonight is that Rod Brind'Amour might be distracted. His son, Skyler, is playing in the NCAA Frozen Four tonight for Quinnipiac. So he might be paying more attention to that game than your game. That might be something that could really help you out.
They'll take all the help they can get because Carolina has been really, really good, no matter who they're playing, but they've definitely done well. One more quick one, Elliot. The drama in the East for the wild card is really, really big with the Panthers. And then you got Pittsburgh, who's made it every year since 2007. They are hanging on by their fingernails.
Yeah, you think about it, it could be the first time in, what, 15 years that Pittsburgh and Washington don't make the playoffs? You know, the Capitals are already out. Like, it's pretty incredible to think of. I don't like this for Pittsburgh. I don't like betting against Crosby. I really hate it, actually. But I think the Islanders have the best goaltending, and I always pick the team that has the best goaltending. And, you know, the Penguins, like, watching that game the other night, they got pushed around. And I know that everybody thinks of Pittsburgh as this great skill team because of Crosby and Malkin, but when they were winning for their Stanley Cups, they pushed teams around. They did not get pushed around. And they get pushed around a lot this year, and it happened especially the other night. That's the biggest thing, aside from the injuries and goal, that's the biggest thing I've worried about them for this season. That's one of the reasons I think they're in as much trouble as they're in.
Quinnipiac being the Predators' potential saving grace was not on my bingo card for this season, but it's been a wild season, so why not? Anything's on the table. Yeah. Elliot Friedman, SportsNet.
It's this kind of year, Carolyn. It's this kind of year.
Yeah, exactly. It's silly season. So thank you, Quinnipiac. And thank you, Elliot Friedman. Always appreciate our chats every week. We'll chat with you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
All right. Yep, thanks. You too, Elliot. Now, coming up next, we kind of touched on it with Elliot, but we will get into Willie's official Predators playoff watch coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mays, 1025-1063 The Game.